You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
We have a very special guest with us in studio this morning, Colton Dixon. You know from, I know from American Idol.
What's up?
How you doing?
I am awesome. How are you?
I think I'm doing well. I don't know how Amanda's doing this morning.
I'm doing well as well.
That was really
well.
I like how you chimed in like that. We both have, over the years, been fans of American Idol. We watched the show from, in Amanda's case, day one. I wasn't born yet when American Idol started. And actually, you were born, but you were pretty young when American Idol started. Have you watched the show since season one?
I have watched since season one.
How old were you? Do you know?
Don't be mad, Amanda. I was 9 or 10.
I'm not mad at you.
Good.
I'm mad at John, because John is older than I am. But he's making me look like the old woman in the room.
Okay, so you have watched since you were a kid.
Since I was a kid.
Have you always thought to yourself, hey, I would love to do that someday? Did the show inspire you in music at all?
Honestly, not really. I never really sat myself down and say, I'm going to do American Idol.
Uh-huh.
I always really wanted to do music. Got serious about it at 15 and grew up listening to Christian music, actually. So I wanted to do that. And the Idol thing just kind of presented itself through my sister the first season. She was going to audition and I was waiting in line with her. And she said, you might as well audition too. And that was the first season. So we did that and I made it to the top 40, got cut, and then was done. Been there, got the t-shirt. She went to audition again. So I was there just for support. And the judges remembered and drug me back in. And then I somehow made it to Hollywood again. So that's
wow.
Kind of the story in 30 seconds.
You were inspired by Christian music. What were some of your favorites growing up?
Man, I'm a rocker. I love me some Skillet, Red, Fireflight, TFK, Flyleaf.
Do we play any of those on CSG, Amanda?
Not currently.
Okay. How about a little Casting Crowns?
That was the first band that my dad and I listened to that we really, really got latched onto.
That's cool.
And that helped lead into the more rockin' stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But love Casting Crowns and love what they do. So
yeah. We're chatting with Colton Dixon from this past season's American Idol. You've got a Batman sweatshirt on right now.
I do.
And it's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
And then you've got a hat on. So we can't really see the Colton Dixon do. If you will. Is that intentional? My next question is, when I go out in public, you know, I've got, besides my mom, like one other fan, but because I'm on the radio, nobody really knows who I am. You go out in public, a lot of people know who you are. How do you deal with that? Do you have to wear the hoodie at all times? And then what's that like? Put us in your shoes for a minute.
If I'm going out in public and want to do something productive, a hat would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But if it's an appearance, I try and do. Since it was radio,
uh-huh.
I was like, man, I don't have to fix my hair today. I was really excited about that.
Which is exactly why I got into radio. I originally wanted to do TV, and then I thought, no, the getting pretty every morning, not happening. So.
That's great.
Yeah, because it's a different ball game, isn't it? I mean, you get ready for the show, and you probably had, well, I won't say an hour of makeup because you're a guy, but.
Oh, yeah. No.
What's it take for the hair?
It's probably 15 minutes max.
Yeah.
I have to straighten my hair because it's wavy. And I know that's girly.
Is it naturally wavy? Mine is too.
Yep, it's naturally wavy.
So the trick is I need to straighten
it. Not that wavy.
What's that?
You're twins. I can see the resemblance.
Oh, right. Not yeah.
yeah. You're going to start straightening your hair.
I might.
Watch one day.
I need to grow it out first because I do kind of want to do something different. So you got any tips for me?
Oh, man. Just let it go.
He's just looking at it like, just let it go, John. I love that.
It's called a ball cap. Yeah. Utilize it. So we watch American Idol, and we see you go through the audition process, get the golden ticket, go to Hollywood. We see a lot of you that's edited. Do you feel like you got a fair representation with what the producers put on the show, or is there a whole side of Colton Dixon that we don't know because of the way they put the show together?
That is a great question. You know, I saw other people get a false representation of who they were just from editing. I thought they represented me pretty well. The whole scene with auditioning with my sister was just a bad situation.
Hmm.
So the editing wasn't too far off, but they definitely exaggerated it. You know,
mm-hmm.
LA likes to do that,
yeah.
You know, but it wasn't a bad thing. There was a couple little things. But again, if you say something, they have the right to to twist it however they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be extra careful on what you say and what you do.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said a lot more than what they aired.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But again, they're playing to their audience, which it's an entertainment show. It's a TV show. So they're going to make sure and get the drama where they need it.
Right.
But I feel like they did the top 12 really pretty well.
Colton Dixon from this past season's American Idol is our guest.
Was there a moment during the whole process that really stood out to you? Maybe, did you have a favorite, I'm sure people have asked this before, a favorite song that you did on the show or a favorite night?
Man, I think I'm going to list two, and it was actually with the same song, Everything by Lifehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Great song, great worship song.
Yeah.
But the first night I did it, I remember I was first, and I thought that was the weirdest thing because, like, American Idol opens, it's all high energy, and then you go into this inspirational song.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like starting the morning show with that song.
Sure.
It would be kind of weird.
Which we did this morning, by the way. No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
Nice. Wow. I'm going to shut up now. But I remember thinking it would be so weird. But yeah. Before and after every show, the top 10 would pray together. And it was just a cool thing to be able to share with them. But I remember walking out and just having a Jesus moment that mm-hmm. night. And it was just awesome. And I walked off stage. Everyone got a standing ovation that night.
Wow.
It was just a really cool night, and everyone did so well.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I was the cause of that at all, but it was just, it was cool the way things lined up and how that spiritual moment for me just kind of opened things up mm-hmm. for the show that night. And the night I left, I did the same song, and that was just a moment for me to thank God for opening the opportunity in the first place mm-hmm. and just basically having a conversation with him without worrying about the judges, if they were going to stand up or sit or
right.
whatever,
yeah.
worry about my family in the audience or anyone watching. It was just worship. And I loved that. That is and probably will be my favorite worship experience ever.
So Colton, what are you up to now?
I am so excited to put a record out.
Yeah.
It'll be out in early February.
Cool.
I actually will be in LA this weekend recording for the record, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear it.
Yeah.
The first single is called You Are. I started writing it actually a year ago before this whole Idol craziness started in a friend's bedroom. And I finished it while I was out in LA after Idol. It just kind of came up in conversation and we tweaked it a little bit, and it is the way it is now. But it basically means to me that God is everything that we're not, and he will always be everything that we're not in such a great way. And we have an awesome God, and I just wanted to write a song that just worshiped him, you know, and I hope I can loop everyone in on that, just be a window for others to see God through. But, you know, if we ever need someone to be there, God's going to be there to comfort us. Whenever we feel so dirty that we feel like we can't come to him, he's going to be the rain that washes us clean. You know, it's just a great picture of who God is.
If it's okay with you, if you'll indulge us and Braylon in a second grade class from a school just down the road, Flat Stanley has met a lot of people lately, and he's been on the Today Show. He's not yet met Colton Dixon, but we brought him. Oops, I just dropped him. Amanda.
Dropped him on his head. I hope he's okay.
He's okay. There he is. He wanted to say hi. If you don't mind, we'll get a picture of Flat Stanley with Colton Dixon.
Absolutely. I would love nothing more. That is an awesome Flat Stanley.
Isn't that cool? You were mentioning you like the, what is it, two or three tone?
It's a tritone button-down shirt, a two-tone polka-dotted tie,
uh-huh.
and two-tone jeans with different color shoes.
He's being himself. He's being original.
Yeah.
Not unlike Colton Dixon in his Batman sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's too bad we didn't know you, Colton, before you went on the American Idol tour. That would have been very cool for Stanley to go on.
That would have been awesome.
Maybe next time, although you
if
won't
I
have
a show,
next time.
If I show, have a show here, he's coming on stage with me.
Okay. Period. Done.
The other favor we need to ask of you is regarding these stickers that we're giving out at all of our stops for WCSG's Meet Every Listener. The new morning show, Amanda and myself, we're trying to meet every single listener. It's a lofty goal, but we have these stickers made up. We're wondering if you would wear one, if you would vote for us on November 6th.
Absolutely.
We're write-in candidates, right?
No. Yes. We're trying to have a clean campaign.
Yes.
The political campaign has gotten so nasty and dirty. They've even gotten Big Bird involved in this. It's just wrong.
Yep.
Our campaign is clean. Really, there's nowhere you can vote except for just to listen. But
Big Bird,
just having a little fun with this.
Those were my first words.
Big Bird?
Big Bird.
Seriously?
Yeah, so you might have some competition.
we'll talk about this off the air.
Okay.
We don't want to get too political, but Big Bird may have been threatened recently, so
those
were your first words.
All right, yikes.
Seriously,
maybe
Big
we
Bird.
Shouldn't have the conversation. I'm just going to wear the sticker.
just wear the sticker. Yes, we're not divisive at all.
Awesome.
Colton, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. I love how this ended on Big Bird. I mean, that's
pretty awesome.
That you will not have that at any other radio station you visit.
Yeah, I concur with you.
Colton Dixon, thanks so much.
Actually, thanks for having me.
And now the exclusive content that didn't make it on the air.
So you know that you're signing up for American Idol, and you know that when you go on the stage, you're going to not have just your music teacher watching you, but you have all of America watching you. You have a whole live audience there, and then you have these judges. that their job is to judge you. How did you go about that? How did you put things in perspective before you went on the stage, knowing that as soon as you were done singing, you were going to get critiqued? Was that a tough thing for you, or it didn't really bother you because you knew you were doing your best?
It depended on the theme week. I did Lately by Stevie Wonder, and that was way out of my comfort zone, so I knew I was expecting critiques on that because it was not quite my thing to sing Stevie Wonder. But you know, week in and week out, it's a competition in a sense that you want to win, but it's really a competition with yourself. You've already made it that far, and the producers already see something in you. Man, it's about doing your best week in and week out. So the week I got voted off wasn't my best week. I'll be the first to admit that. I was voted off, you know, as a result to that. So it's just a matter of challenging yourself and pushing as hard as you can. And that shows. It really does. Hmm.
The biggest surprise, I think, not only to the judges and everybody there, but to the country. What? Colton's leaving? You know, it was like, I remember that. It was kind of the biggest surprise of the season. But what you said there is a pretty important life lesson. I mean, really to push forward and not let that define you or get you down, but to learn from it. And you're pushing forward in a pretty big way right now. I'm just curious, because if I was in front of millions of people and I was trying to sing a song, I would probably forget the words. Has that ever happened to you? Did it ever happen on the show? And what did you do?
The first season I tried out for Idol, I made it to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And group round is the most stressful thing ever.
Yeah.
I would not wish it on my worst enemy. It was terrible. I was in a group with four other people. I forgot my lyrics, but recovered quickly.
Okay.
So it kind of just sounded like I choked on my own spit or something and ran with it.
Yep.
But everyone else forgot their lyrics, including my sister who was in my group.
Oh, okay.
And I was the only one that made it through that round.
Right.
It was terrible. But thank the Lord, I did not forget my lyrics ever again. But like singing the national anthem and stuff,
yeah.
I've definitely been that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just got
it. It's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's terrible. And there's nothing you can do.
Last time I was asked to sing the national anthem, which was never, I turned it down because of that.
Yeah.
Like, no way. So
I honestly know of artists who have to have the lyrics because they won't. I can't say. I don't blame them.
When I see your face, it's not a thing that I would change.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way you are.
Yeah.
Girl,
you're amazing.
Yeah.
You want us to sing background with you? Because that is.
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
You're amazing.
Just
the way you are.
Wait.
Just the way.
Yes.
You are.
Are we.
Is
this still taping?
Oh, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't good. But it wasn't.
Says the, says the record label. I was in tune there. Why are you so shocked?
People have you know.
I had.
Many a musical.
When I was in third grade, I had the lead. I was the soloist for GT and the Halo Express. I sang, I had like
yes.
four solos, and I
Where
had-
Where is this DVD?
I had, it's on VHS.
VHS.
And it is hidden deep in the archives.